MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins were in Houston last night.
1-1. Rolled slowly towards second. Cody Clemens has it. Flips out of his glove to Royce Lewis. And mercifully, this game comes to an end. 4-3, the final out, and the Twins survive. Despite a three-run ninth inning from the Astros, the Twins triumph by a final score of 5-4. It's another save for Yoendris Gomez.
Twins radio with the final call. Zebby Matthews was great, going seven innings and giving up just one run on four hits. He was feeling it.
Yeah, for sure. Was able to attack hitters early, especially early in game. Stay ahead, keep them off balance. I feel like kind of got away from me there a little bit later in the game, but it's good enough to get the win.
Twins have won two straight. Joe Ryan's on the mound tonight for game two of the series at 7:10. In hockey, the Wild named a former Gopher as head coach of the Iowa Wild. It's former NHL defenseman Stu Bickel.
I'd like to thank Bill Guerin, Matt Hendricks, the entire Minnesota Wild organization for trusting me with this opportunity. My family and I are super excited to get going. A lot of work ahead in terms of preparing for the season, and we're embracing that. Super lucky to be a part of this organization again, having gone through here as a player as well. Obviously, there's a little bit of benefit of familiarity there. But we're really excited to, dig into the development and everything we have going down there in Iowa.
That's Stu Bickel. Speaking of development, the Wild have development camp this week, a chance to see a lot of young faces, like Charlie Stramel. He's recovering from a broken foot.
Yeah, felt good. A lot of the pain's gone and just soreness here and there, but getting there should be 100% here on the ice in a couple weeks, so just keep moving forward.
Free agency opens tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the National Hockey League. The Lynx, they're off until Friday. That's when they'll be in New York. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.